Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of my insiders sent me this video yesterday. I forget what time it was. Who cares? It kind of, my jaw dropped. And it kind of takes a lot for my jaw to drop. It's just, huh? I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I've confirmed this. It was a video taken in a Southside, really high profile sky bar, Southside. It's been there 16 years. Was it Foxtail? Gets packed, 16 years. One of the hot spots, there's a pool, right? A pool on the roof. This happened there Saturday night. Without getting into the disgusting details of it, there were a bunch of folks in the bar. A woman naked. And there's a phenomenon, I don't know what you want to call it. It's depravity at a new level. Where college students experiment with what they call, and I'm trying to be vulgar here, I'm just trying to make you understand the disgusting aspect of this alcohol enema. And they take alcohol, quite frankly, and they place alcohol in their rectum, and it's dangerous. And over the years, there have been deaths, and it apparently gets you drunk or high four times faster than alcohol. Now, in this scenario, this woman was naked. Someone put, it looks like a bottle, I can't tell whether it's alcohol or water, you can't tell, in her private parts, and it's all on tape. I wanted you to hear the sound. This went on live, by the way. Listen, it's disgusting. Okay. They were cheering and laughing. It was this bizarre scene. It was so disgusting and vile and degrading to do this to a woman on video. Looked like she was in her 20s, African American. And I couldn't just get disgusted by the video and move on. By the way, the video is so disgusting that we couldn't block it out. We couldn't, in other words, we couldn't cover the vile scenes and post it on anywhere. It was that disgusting. But what I did do was I sent it to Men That Matter. Cops, district attorney, judge, and Gene Riccardi got it. And Gene Riccardi gets it and understands how disgusting this is. Good morning, Judge. How are you?
I'm well, Marty. Thank you for having me.
Judge, when you saw the video, your emotional reaction, sir?
Marty, I was enraged. I was angry. Matter of fact, I only viewed 2, possibly 3 seconds of the video. That's how vile it was. And let me tell you that this behavior is going to stop in the South Side beginning today. This will not be acceptable. Fortunately for you, we now have a working relationship with Mayor Ed Gainey and the DA Steve Cipolla. And yesterday I had discussions with the DA's office, Mr. Dennis Logan, Michael Manko, and I also had discussions with the bar. Marty, what I'm doing is I'm using KDK here to call for a state, city, and county declaration of a crime state of emergency in the South Side because of the shootings, because of the vandalism, and the vulgar behavior. Marty, I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but this behavior is happening not just in the bar in the South Side, but actually in our residential community. Residents are complaining about open lewdness, sex acts on our streets, and it's going to end. Marty, I have to really compliment Ed Gainey. This Saturday, Sunday morning at 12:15 a.m., I went around in the South Side to make sure my friends and my neighbors were well. There were 5 police cars, 3 officers on patrol. This never happened before. Never happened before, Ed Gainey, and we want to thank Ed Gainey. This behavior is going to stop, Marty, and you can see how outraged I am. I want to thank DA Cipolla because he has appointed Dennis Logan to head a committee, a task force to clean this up. And I thank him, and I thank Katie Kay, and I thank you, Marty Griffin.
Hey, the video is a new low. You erupted in anger when you saw this disgusting sex act, quite frankly, being performed on a young woman on tape with people laughing and cheering. Disgusting.
Marty, it's disgusting. It's embarrassing for those who participated in this vulgar act. It's embarrassing for the owners of the bar of Skylark, or you can tell I don't go to bars.
Sky Bar.
Sky Bar. And it's embarrassing for the city at large. And I'm telling you the truth, Marty. It's starting to hurt the South Side residents. Let me tell you the difference. You know, you hear about snitching. Don't snitch. Well, the South Side's not like that, Marty Griffin. We had a meeting 2 weeks ago with Mayor Ed Gainey. 175 people at the Market House. 75 people who could not get in because of occupancy. 224 people on Zoom. We are going to call 911. We are going to turn folks in, and we are going to testify at trials. And I'm also calling for my brethren in the Court of Common Pleas to give harsh sentences to those throughout the entire city and the region that do violent acts and violent behavior. We want to stand with other parts of the city. We want to stand with Arlington and Belchiver. Marty, we do not want to take the resources. How about that swimming pool that you talked about yesterday? That's a disgrace that our young people cannot swim in safety. Ormsby Pool, the same thing. That's why I'm calling for a state of emergency. I'm calling for the state, the county, the city, LCE, Liquor Control Enforcement, the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to get involved. I'm calling for those agencies, such as the Sheriff's Office, that has committed to helping us. I want to thank Mr. Kevin Krause. I'm calling for Fitzgerald to get the county police to the South Side. And Marty, let me tell you why. We are in Allegheny County. We're the biggest municipality in Allegheny County. We contribute up to 25% of the county taxes. So, Marty, I hope you agree with me. We need to shut bars and restaurants down that are nuisance bars. We have to limit and suspend the sale of alcohol. We have to move people off the street. We have to go back to the legislation that I passed when I was on city council for a curfew. Bring the curfew back. Marty, can you believe a 15-year-old, 3 a.m. in the morning, from the Mon Valley, comes to the South Side and shoots 2 people? unbelievable. Look what just happened in Philadelphia, Marty Griffin, when a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old killed a 73-year-old man at 3:30 a.m. in the morning. Marty, I've said this before. Where are the parents? Where are the guardians? Where's the judicial system? The police are doing their job. It's time now for us to do our job, and that's including me.
Judge, I don't know if I've ever heard you this enraged, and it's just not this video that I sent you. You told a story about Saturday night, 10 cars tailgating in one parking lot, open drinking, weed smoking. You had a neighbor call you and said, Judge, there's three young men having sex with a woman on the back of a car outside. Did you not, sir?
Absolutely, Marty Griffin. Once again, I was out in my car looking out for my neighbors and friends. Others to do the same. The Southside Community Council, they're wonderful. The Southside Planning Forum, they're wonderful. The parking lot at 18th and Sydney Street, 12 to 15 cars, open tailgating, alcohol, smoking weed, shutting down the parking lot. Fortunately for Ed Gainey, I called the police. Within 3 minutes, we had two cars, and we cleared them out. Yes, a neighbor did call me weeks ago. Unfortunately, she was scared of retaliation. Open sex on the car. Marty, this is disgraceful that this is happening. This is embarrassing. The whole city should be outraged. And we're going to stop it because we have now a relationship with the Mayor Ed Gainey and District Attorney Steve Cipolla, and these two are going to clean it up. Kevin Cross with the sheriffs, and I'm calling for our friend Fitzgerald also to get the county police over there.
What do you mean by declaring a state of emergency? What would that entail, sir?
Thank you, Marty. All the resources would be brought together. Everyone would make a commitment. The state police and the county police will take care of traffic control and DUI. The sheriffs will bring out their horses for crowd control. That will release our police officers to cite and arrest. It will also, and this has been done in other cities, it will also allow this task force working fast with the LCE to shut bars down, to shut restaurants down, to move the crowd along, and also to suspend or even limit alcohol sales. Let me give you an example, Marty. Up in Carrick, there was a problem bar just for a few weeks. You know what the owner did? She changed the music on the bar, took away all the violent music, and she started closing the bar at 12 o'clock. We need responsible bar owners to close early. We need folks to stop selling food in the South Side to 2 a.m. And the declaration of an emergency through our city law department and our mayor, Ed Gainey, can put this all in action. Marty, it's time that we have action. And this is what Cipolla and Gainey is going to do. You can tell I keep mentioning their names because finally we have a working relationship with the DA's office and the mayor's office, something, as you know, Marty, we did not have in the past administration.
Judge Gene Riccardi, you are the man. Thank you for the courage, sir. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.